Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
You're listening to KCRW. This is Morning Edition. For the last 3 months, we've been talking a lot about America's political divisions on Red State, Blue State, our weekly chat between Trump country and the blue bubble. Well, this is the final installment of Red State, Blue State for a while, and we wanted to look back at one comment we got from you, from a listener, early on. He said, quote, "I worry that your series will perpetuate the myth that Americans are ideologically divided," unquote. He said he's an educator in West Virginia, but didn't want his name used. And he went on to say, "The reality is that Americans are disengaged from politics and manipulated by asymmetrically polarized partisan elites, too encouraged to emote and insufficiently encouraged to reflect." And he ended by saying he thinks we're more divided by demographics than geography. And he's got a point. So we wanted to spend this week talking about those of us who are not part of either tribe, those who don't feel they belong on the red team or the blue one. Sabrina Tavernisi calls this the exhausted majority. Sabrina is a national reporter for the New York Times, and she told me that the reality is most Americans are,
you know, messier and more eclectic and in a lot of times and in a lot of ways more practical than we think, and that then the two kind of harder core, very politically engaged and very passionate edges of the political spectrum, both left and right, think and behave themselves. So we sort of project our own kind of sense of, you know, politics is just so critical and everybody's sort of thinking about it all the time. We project that onto everybody in America. And in fact, you know, it's only a small proportion of the electorate that thinks like that.
I called up Sabrina to talk about this exhausted majority because she's got numbers to back it up, a deep study of voters and non-voters alike.
It was a very, very broad survey of the American electorate, 8,000 people. YouGov did it, so very, very respected kind of gold standard polling operation. And what it found was that the version of America that we have, that's two tribes, red and blue, is totally wrong. That really what you're seeing is about a third of the electorate, 8% on the left and about 25% on the right, is extremely ideological, very passionately committed to their political view, and very, very rigid when it comes to politics and really kind of the way that we imagine the two tribes, you know, this is them. But it's only a third of the population, two-thirds of the population, so far, far more people, are really not that, are, again, much more practical and eclectic in their political views. They can lean Democrat, but kind of like Trump on immigration. They can lean Republican, but kind of like the Democrats on social issues. They aren't a center point between the two poles, but they're incredibly distraught at the state of politics in the United States. They really don't feel affinity for either side. They don't feel like cheering when, you know, one side scores a point. They tend to be people who don't like conflict. They desperately want the American political system to actually work. One of them told me when I watch C-SPAN, I feel like they're just this kind of theater of the absurd. It's all about scoring points and fighting politically, and none of it is real. And therefore, like, fundamentally, at the end of the day, they feel like they are not represented. They feel like there's this political system out there working, but I have no part in it. None of it works for me. None of it is about me or what will help me or my neighbors.
Do you see any signs of them flexing their muscle in the recent midterm elections or in other ways?
So many of them that I talked to did vote, although the report tells us that 26% of the American electorate is totally politically disengaged, doesn't vote at all. And, you know, I've definitely traveled to places that where people were vaguely aware that there was an election going on, but hadn't been registered in years and were not part of the political system in any way. Obviously, there was, you know, a rise in participation in this midterm election. The midterm election 2014 was incredibly low. I mean, I was in a state in West Virginia doing a story about people who don't vote about a month before the election, and there was a 36% participation rate in 2014 in the midterm there. But for the most part, people said, you know, I went to the polling place, I looked at the candidates, I wanted to choose the person who actually was going to try politically to get something done and not just grandstand and not just cheer for red or blue. You know, they wanted practical solutions to things. They wanted people to talk about real things. And that's who they chose when they went to vote. I think it's a very strange political time. And I think that there has been an increase in participation. In fact, I was in West Virginia the week of the election and the day of the election, and that state had the highest voter participation it's had in many, many years. 47% of registered voters in West Virginia voted. And for the most part, in that state and in the places I was in, people voted to come out to defend the president. They felt that he was under threat, under attack. There was a siege against him by Democrats, by the media, and I talked to several people who hadn't voted ever in their lives and had registered and come out to vote in this midterm election to defend him.
We've heard so much talk over the last several years about the country becoming more and more divided and that it's not clear how those divisions can be healed. Do you see signs of hope in the exhausted majority that they might force politicians, candidates to be more pragmatic, might force them to find at least some kind of middle ground?
I do think that the exhausted majority is for me, it's a very hopeful contingent. It's a very hopeful majority of the American electorate. Yes, we tend as a nation to be, you know, more sorted, but it doesn't mean that people who largely lean in one direction or another or identify in one direction or another or are happy about their political choices. They're not, for the most part. They do want something that's less about the fight and that's more practical and more about getting things done. I think there's a deep craving for that out there, and I think that is potentially an opportunity for a politician who has the charisma and has the ability to articulate a vision to capitalize on that, to tap that.